Tuesday, the 5th of June, Rabbi Yaakov Friedman, Grasping for the Depth of Life.
There seems to be two different analogies, the mitzvah of tzitzis, the medrash, and the parsha. And I think, though, they both are very connected. The medrash says, Otulam tzitzis, Ado dasiv or zarua la tzadik. Hashem chafetz l'man tzidkoi. Zora akolish boroko es hapera et hamitzes l'an chilom l'yisrael l'chaya oi v'an abo. Pasuk says, or zarua la tzadik, akolish boroko has planted light for the tzadik. The Medrash explains what this means, is akolish boroko has planted Torah mitzvahs for Klal Yisrael, that they should inherit Chaya Olam Haba. V'loi niach dover ba'olam sh'loi nosan bo mitzvah li'Yisrael. There wasn't anything in the world, there isn't anything in the world, in our experiences in life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't plant a mitzvah in that experience, in that aspect of the world. Yotra lachroish, etzachrosh b'shalach hamor, Israel, etzizra karmava. Person goes out to plow the field, there's a mitzvah. To plant, there's a mitzvah. To reap the crop, the crops, there's a mitzvah. Lush, shochat, kamsipur. Every aspect of life, every part of our worldly experience, of the Baruch Hu has placed and planted a mitzvah. And this the Medrash calls Or Zerua Latzad. He has planted light. I think possibly what this means is that in all our existence, in all our worldly experiences, in all our mundane day-to-day living, Michazdoi, from His great kindness, Hashem Chofei, from Antidkoi, He's created in everything the potential for spirituality, the potential for elevation. In any experience that we have, in anything that we're involved in, no matter how mundane, how simple, there's always a potential to find within, like something planted within something else, to find within light, to find within elevation, spirituality. The person going through life could live in all of his life and all that he experiences with a different kind of elevation, with a different kind of spirituality, doing nothing different but keeping the mitzvahs. If a person recognizes and approaches with the understanding, the knowledge of what mitzvah may lie before him, with his mind and with his heart, he can experience a different kind of existence, a different kind of elevation through all that he does. Person involved in business, if he's careful about the halachas of Gezel Ve'Aynor, if he's cautious with Hilchas Ribbis, there's mitzvahs. Each one is a mitzvah. If he pays, he pays his workers on time, the Yoimai Tikkun Tzchorah, these are mitzvahs. Anytime somebody does a toiva, a kindness, there's a mitzvah. And if a person must think and focus, and realize and appreciate, he would and could experience not just mitzvahs, not just the merit and the tzchar that could come with that, but a different state of elevation in his whole existence. Or Zarua Latzadik. And when we look at the tzitzis, v'osul and tzitzis, we're meant to be reminded that everywhere we go and everything we do, we could partake in this kind of living, this kind of life, this kind of beauty. That's one allegory to the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's another moshel, the Medrash says, leman tizkeru v'asisem et kol mitzvotai, Moshe le'echad mushlach l'soich ha'mayim. It's a moshe for somebody who's thrown into the water, thrown into the sea. Hoishit ha'tabanit es ha'chevel v'omar lo tfois chevel zeh b'yodcha v'al t'nichay. So the captain of the ship sees this person drowning in the sea and he throws to him a rope and he says, grab on, hold on tightly to this rope. Don't let go. If you let go, you will drown. There will be no life for you. Afkach Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael Kol Zman SheAtem Medubokim BeMitzvos VeAtem Adekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, I give you mitzvahs if you're a mitzvah, if you grasp, if you're connected, attached to the mitzvahs, you'll have chayim. But otherwise, our existence is nimshol to somebody drowning in the yam. V'cheinu oimer havzei de musar al toref netzora kihichayecha. It's our life. What this seems to be saying is that we live in the world, and it's like somebody mushlach thrown into the sea, drowning. I think that's on two levels. I think if we are mizboinen and we understand what life in the world around us is, life could be extremely superficial, extremely empty, void of meaning. I think that's also drowning. Drowning and not really living a life that's worthy of being called a life. Atem advekim v'ashem alakim chayim kulchem ayoyim. Where our lives are only superficial and only empty, meaningless functioning, that's also void of life. We drown if we live that way. And certainly we understand the nisyonos, the tests that we all face throughout life, around us constantly, wherever we are, whatever we're involved in. It's easy to drown. It's easy to fall in. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, like the captain who sends the rope, grab on. You have the means with which to stay afloat. You have the means with which to stay above it all. Not to drown in that existence of superficiality, not to drown in the nisyonos of life. That's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. That's what we're meant to understand when we see the tzitzis. I think maybe that's what the Medrash is saying. That's our rope. That's our rope to grab onto that can elevate us and pull us out of such an existence. I think maybe the two Midrashim, the two Mesholim, go hand in hand. And possibly the rope that is in the Moshol of tzitzis is this very Or Zarua LaTzadik, this very light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted in all our existence. And like we said, it means that we can be doing anything that we're doing. There's always a mitzvah of chesed, a mitzvah of shmira from this isser, a mitzvah of behiris from that inyan. And that mitzvah is light. That mitzvah is enlightening. That mitzvah is elevating. Which we approach it with understanding and thought and feeling. It's one that can elevate us. We can exist in a different plane of existence. That's our rope of salvation. If we grab onto that mitzvah, we grab onto that mitzvah, that light that exists, it exists, and we let it pass through our fingers sometimes. But if we grab on, in anything that we're doing, we could be elevated above the emptiness and superficiality that life could be. And that itself gives us a different he'ora, a different kedusha, so that the situations that arise that are nisyonos that we could fall, we have the means with which to stay above, to stay afloat, so that Or Zarua, that spirituality that exists in our life if we grab onto it in whatever we're doing. To remember the mitzvahs, remember and understand what life could be and the dangers of life, and the opportunity to raise ourselves above it by this rope that He's extended us, this rope of light, this rope of Kedusha and Ora that we and any Jew can exist, experience and feel if he approaches life with the thought and feeling that he should, and the awareness of what could be in all that he does, and all the simple things that go on in life. But I think in order to be able to be zoicha, to merit, to experience this in our lives, and to have the strength and drive to grasp onto it, tfois et hachevel, grab the rope, because otherwise we will not have life, I think we need emuna. Emuna in both of these mesholim that the Medrash says. Hakara, awareness and understanding, and emuna, what life is, the dangers of life, and just the very fact that living a life of superficiality, void of any depth and meaning, could be living a life that's like death, void of any meaning. The more we understand that, the more we appreciate that, the more we feel the need to elevate ourselves above that. And even more so, the more we understand and appreciate and have a true, sincere, pure emunah in what mitzvahs are, the power of mitzvah, the or, the light that lies in any mitzvah, I think then and only then can we properly experience this or that's in all parts of our life and use it as the rope to elevate ourselves above the nisyonos of life. Chaim Volozhiner in his sefer Nefesh HaChaim writes that every mitzvah, no matter how much a person understands, no matter how deep his kavana is, as long as there's the basic kavana l'mitzvah, every mitzvah has an innate koyach, an innate power of kedusha that can elevate and bring light and greatness to every Jew on any level. One doesn't have to be the great tzaddik who has all the panimiyos dika kavanas and understands the great, great depths of the mitzvah to be zoicha, to merit, to have the enlightenment, the enrichment, and the elevation that every mitzvah has. Every mitzvah innately, like it says, Zora, he planted in the world innate power to every mitzvah a Jew does in every level, as long as it's done kehilchasa with kavana pshuta. And he says, fascinatingly, he says, if a person, in truth, when a person does a mitzvah, he merits a light and a kedusha of Gan Eden. And it's possible that every Jew, if he would be meisim lev, could feel and notice that he's enveloped the Shas Mitzvah in a special light, a special kedusha. So that's what it says, v'chai bohem. Eila mitzvah is supposed to say, v'chai bohem. Bohem sounds like it's in them. What does it mean? In the mitzvah? Because when a person does a mitzvah, every person, every Jew on every level, he's engulfed in a kedusha, he's engulfed in a reyach and a ruach and an or of Gan Eden, and he's chai bohem. You could exist in this light. It's an experience, he says, that any Jew could really feel if he would be meisim lev. But I think to be able to experience that, to be able to feel it, one needs emuna. And emuna pshuta utmima. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Tuv tam v'das lamdeini. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tuv tam v'das lamdeini. I think possibly what these words mean, tam, obviously reason, understanding, but it also means taste. Tam, to taste. And I think what David HaMelech is possibly asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I know the greatness of mitzvahs. I maybe understand the depth and the meaning, all the soidos that lie in the mitzvahs. But I want to be able to feel and experience, time, to taste and feel the mitzvahs. We all want to be able not just to know in our minds what a mitzvah is, but to actually feel the beauty, feel the kedusha, feel the or. Please, David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want this time. What's das? You know, it's brought in many places. Das is Lashon Chibur, connected, uniting, becoming one. Vayeda Adam Eschaba. Tuv Tam Vadas Lamdeni. I do the mitzvahs. I want to have what the mitzvahs can give a person. I want to experience the mitzvahs, and I want them to be one with me. I want to b'mischaber, b'misached, with the mitzvah. It shouldn't be something just done, it shouldn't be something just I know in my mind. I could want to experience and become one with the mitzvah. It should be part of me, that experience. And then he continues the pasuk, ki b'mitzvotecha he'emonti. And I think he's saying, possibly, I have I have a tzchus that I could come to Yotzer Baruch Hu and ask you to help me with this experience. Give me tzvaysecha emonti. I have emuna. I have emuna pshuta, full faith that when I do this mitzvah, it has this innate power, it has this koyach of or, and I believe it with all my heart and all my soul that happens to me. I'm zoyche to this or and kedusha when I do this mitzvah. The more a person has this emunah deeply instilled in his heart, the more he's a kli, the more he can be receptive to the experience that's there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted that mitzvah, that reality into creation, into the power of mitzvahs. One just has to open his eyes, be receptive, and it's emunah, I think, that's an important, very, very important tool. I remember learning this lesson from my grandmother, Aleha Shalom. I think the Dor, the last generation, excelled many, many things that we fall very short from. But one of them was Emunah Pshuta. Emunah Pshuta, where they knew and they felt things were reality with all their senses, whether they understood all the depth of it or not. Some of the Anoshim Pshutim, simple Jews who were raised with the reality of Yiddishkeit, felt it, knew it, B'tmimus u'b'pashtus. And it was very moving to me to learn this and see this on many occasions. One certainly stands out very powerfully in my mind. My grandmother, Aleha Shalom, was a Isha Pshuta. She was not a Bas Talmud Chacham, she was not an Eishes Talmud Chacham. She was an Isha Pshuta who came from Europe, Poland, to America, Denver, Colorado, if you know what that is. That's way out. And there she faced the Nisyonos, a lot of the Nisyonos of what that generation faced in America, Doro Shel Shman, and all around, Nisyonos. In the Yam. And she stood strong to what she knew, what she had brought with her from her home. But this point, this Nekuda of Emunah Pshuta, I think was just at another level. I remember the Sof Yomeha, she was ill, very, very ill, at the end of her life. And to the point where she, at the end, didn't have any strength to move and could barely speak. I remember I was a young bacha, I would go visit her Erev Shabbos. And once, that time, I visited her Erev Shabbos, and I was sitting, visiting, early afternoon on a Friday afternoon. And she looked at the neiros, one of the children, came to set up the neiros for her, the Shabbos lift for her, that she should be able to light and help her light. And she looked at them and she was able to get out the words to ask me, the showing sight of listen, isn't it time to light neiros? And I said, no, Bubby, it's early, there's still time till Shabbos. The pain I saw on her face, the disappointment, hearing that it's early, it's not time yet, was frightening. It pained her so much, and it wasn't time. So then we sat together a little longer, and a few minutes later she asked me again, it's time for listen, isn't it time for listen? I said, no, Bubby, there's still another 2 hours, 2-3 hours till Shabbos. And again, the pain, the disappointment was unbelievable. And after a while I realized what was happening was that she wasn't sure if she'd make it till Shabbos. She wasn't sure if she'd be able to light the neiros. And she was in a rush that she should be able to light the neiros. She wasn't troubled by the fact that she may not, this might be the end of her life. That didn't trouble her. This is a Isha Pshuta. But what troubled her to the depths of her soul was maybe she won't be zoiche to light the Shabbos lichud. More than life itself. I was unbelievably touched by this. And I remember thinking, this woman, I'm sure, knows much less about what lies in Neir Shabbos than I do. I'm sure she has much less understanding of the Indian, of the concept, of the depth of what it's all about? Almost nothing. But the emunah pshuta in what the mitzvah is, the power of the mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, it's life, it elevates. One could see when she was doing the mitzvah, the push of the mitzvah, feeling a special sense of the beauty of it, of the light of it, of the elevation of it. It was a simple woman. But the emunah was so real, so pure, that mitzvahs, I may not know what they are, I may not know what lies within, I'll try to understand, but even more so, I know that Baruch Hu gives us elevation, spirituality, light, kedusha, with every mitzvah. And that emunah helped her experience that light. And that light she grasped and held on to with more than life, the beauty of that kedusha. Chaim in Sefer Aleph Chesed, he talks about how often we have mitzvahs that come our way and we let them pass through our fingers, we do the same things, we're doing them anyway, and they just pass through our fingers. One of his examples is the mitzvah of the Yom HaTiten Schora. The mitzvah of the Yom, every time we hire somebody and we have to pay him, there's a mitzvah to pay him on time, to pay him when he finishes his job that day, to pay him. So we hire workers, we have people come to our house, we have people doing things for us. Take a cab, we pay him. Certainly if it's a Yisrael, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa of the Yom HaTiten Schora. We do it anyway. And he says, but if we realize what we're doing, if we understand what we're doing, and we have a little kavana mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah, it's a whole different world. The same action could be very void of all its light and all its power. I'm doing it anyway, and all I need is to think about it. And when I think about it, and I have kavana pshuta, certainly if I had a muna, like we're suggesting, a muna, it would be a whole different mitzvah. That's a mitzvah, a shining, glowing mitzvah. I remember going into a store, at Soreif, they call it in Yerushalayim, a metal worker, he fixes lighter, he fixes metal items, silver, gold, an old Teimana Shayid. Also, examples of Emunah Pshuta, also a simple Jew. So when he finished fixing whatever it was I brought him to fix, I asked him, what do I owe you? He says, the first thing is L'shem Yichud. He took off from the wall a special nusach of L'shem Yichud. It's like we say, L'shem Yichud, right before we do a mitzvah. You're going to do a mitzvah B'yom HaTiten Schora. He had me right there say L'shem Yichud Kutcha B'yom HaTiten Schora. And only then would he let me pay him. And to him, this isn't just paying, this is mitzvah, this is Kedusha. You could see the tmimus of the feeling of light that went on just in that mundane action that could have been simply empty living. So the Chavetz Chaim writes about this, and he says, he thinks maybe that's the pshat in what we say in the vidui. Sarnu mitzvaysecha v'lo shava lanu. We say, sarnu mitzvaysecha v'lo shava lanu. We've turned away from your mitzvahs, and they're not. Valuable to us. They're not equal to us to other things. What does that mean? He says it means this. We have mitzvahs, we have opportunities, and we do have the opportunity to make this action, make this involvement one of light, one of kedusha, and we turn away from below shavalana. Is that even equal to our businesses and the things we do in our business? If we have something that we want to sell, something that we want to market, we certainly would do anything we can to make it beautiful. If we're selling diamonds, if we're selling a stone, a rare stone, we'll want to shine it up and make it beautiful and present it in the most beautiful of fashions. Here we have diamonds in our hands, opportunities in our hands that are diamonds, and we don't bother a little bit to shine it up. How would we shine? A little kavana. I have a mitzvah to do. This is Ratzon Hashem. And certainly with the emuna of what lies in the mitzvah and the opportunity to live a higher existence, we could experience that existence. We could experience a whole different level of existence and go through life above the weaknesses and the emptiness of living. I remember I learned this Chofetz Chaim as a young bacher, and a few months later I was I had the zchus to hear the Chaim Brim, Echad Migdolei Yerushalayim. He used to talk to us, and we were zoche to hear a lot of the previous generations, of the Gdolim of the previous generations. So he often told us this story, and after I had seen the Chofetz Chaim, it fit beautifully together with what he writes himself. Chofetz Chaim B'Sof Yomav wasn't able to walk so well, and when he went to the Beis HaMerchas on Erev Shabbos, he went to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, he hired an aglon, he hired a wagon to take him, to bring him, and to bring him back. When he reached home, and the wagon driver dropped him off, he paid the wagon driver. But when he paid the wagon driver, he literally danced. Reb Chaim Brim wasn't there, but he heard this from the Eider Ea, who was there and shared with him this scene. As soon as the Chofetz Chaim paid him Erev Shabbos, he literally danced from Simcha and the Schus of the Yom HaKippur Tzchor. Same thing, but like he says, it's so beautiful, and with the simple emunah that these Maisim, when we think about them, know about them, obviously we have to learn where they're mitzvahs and everything that we're doing, whether it be Benon L'Chavera, Benon L'Mofim, anytime we do a chesed, there's a mitzvah. Anytime we're Meshoymer HaHalacha, there's a mitzvah. And if we approach it with a little bit of thought and a little bit of understanding, and appreciation and emunah, we would grab onto it with a whole different intensity, with a whole different appreciation, and with that we could certainly elevate ourselves above the emptiness that could be in life, and with that, the nisyonos we would face would be in a whole different plane. We'd have the strength and the sensitivity to want to fight, to want to stay above it all, by being zoche constantly to experience the light and the kedusha of mitzvahs. The Baruch Hu should help us approach life with this emunah, really to be zoyeched to the tefillah of David HaMelech, Tuv Tam Adas Lamdeini, to be able to experience, to be able to become one with mitzvahs, and so that all our lives we should be able to have the Ur Zeruah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planted throughout our existence, and truly be able to face the difficulties of life, grabbing on with all our strength to this rope of life, this rope of Kedusha. And with that, we should really, truly be zoiche to the bracha, Matem Advekim, Bashem Lokechem, Chaim Kulchem Ayoy.